AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to Season 7, Episode 7 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans vote to determine the winners of each episode. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's a Draft. You can vote on our website, which is in the podcast description. On this episode, we will draft a new topic, come to the stoplight with Shine, and play a trivia game called Which One Doesn't Belong? But first, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Had a great weekend filled with play dates for the kiddos and some St. Patrick's Day parade and 5K shenanigans in Milton. J-Cat is here.
That's right, everybody. My favorite tradition here in the small town of Milton is everybody goes get absolutely faced. Second weekend or first weekend in March or whatever it is, but it's always a good time, man. Amy ran a good race. She was happy with it. She can't move today. That's hilarious. I couldn't move this morning when I woke up because I was like, oh my God, how many car bombs did I do? I don't know, but they were delicious.
Over the last 2 weeks, he helped complete a fifth grade science project, assisted with a first grade reading assignment, not the Hardy Boys, and had a great lunch with the boys at Pizza Villa. Shine is here.
Let me tell you how much better Piggy and Gerald is than the Hardy Boys. It's not even in the same class. But welcome. Ready to draft some chips.
Did you say Piggy and Gerald are chums?
Chums.
Every time I see the missing chums, I laugh. Like, I don't care if it's the book, the thought of it, the word chum.
I don't. I'm glad you do. I don't.
27 days until WrestleMania. Spent the last couple weeks sampling various chips for draft preparation. Catman is here.
Yes, I have multiple open bag of chips and assorted. I was about to name some and I realized, no, don't do that. In my house, I feel like I'm a chip connoisseur. I'm always tasting various chips. So I'm excited for this draft. And 27 days till Mania. The card is coming into focus now. Night one, rocking Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. Let's do it, baby. We're going to be there. Yeah.
Watch the State of the Union, catching up on all the latest NFL signings, and watch every second of the Oscars. Birdo is here.
What's up, boys?
Real. I guess that seems normal to them. Okay.
I was like, you watched the Oscars? He was like, I didn't do any of those things. Mm-hmm. So I thought he was going to say it.
State of the Union.
Yeah.
I did two of those things. Yeah.
You, I can see. Bobby. No. Ready for some warm weather, getting tired of layering up with his Henleys, hoping to see some big moves for Washington in free agency. Bomar is here.
And boys, we saw that today. It looks like they're going the right track, so I'm happy. It was a good day for Washington.
And I am your host, Eric. Tired of losing on Bet Rivers. You may think this is impossible, but I've lost 15 out of the last 16 bets I've placed. It's like 50-50 shots, like over-unders, scoring this many points. It's frightening, actually frightening. Good thing so, I bet like $3, $5.
Was that Giannis over the last time you won?
No.
Oh.
It was a Tatum over the other day. That was like 2 weeks ago. It's unbelievable.
I don't know how many bets you make in a week. At 14, I'd be like, 2 weeks?
I didn't realize it was that many until the other day. But it's like peanuts. And I was up.
Yeah. No, I know.
I was up so much. I was like, I'm still like right around my like initial buy-in. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I just text Shine and Dilts out of anger every day. Meanwhile, Dilts was like, I won 2 6-leg parlays, $945. And I was like,
he did. And cool. He's back at even, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm riding high on $40 worth of scratchers right now that I started with a five. And I got from Green Tea Chinese Restaurant. I got takeout. I paid for cash. They gave me a five that was like soaked in like General Tso's. So I stuck it in my, this is way better than what my initial intro was, but I stuck it like in my little like cubby in my truck. And I was like, I'm not touching that. It's not going
the Larry David, the crumpled up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It was all like, I was like, it's terrible. So I took it into Quick Trip, which is like Wawa here.
Yeah.
And I got one $5 scratcher and I've just been rolling it. I made 25 and then now I'm up to 35. So
I what's it called? Quick Drip?
Quick Trip.
Please help promote us by getting some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. The link is on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. Wait for a tpublic sale and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the male TV characters draft.
Do we have to do this part?
Yeah. So what do you guys, what are you thinking, Shine? What place do you think you're in?
I don't know. Probably last. It was awesome while it lasted. It was fantastic. Has anyone ever gone from worst to first to worst?
Definitely. Yeah, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
In sixth place, Tessa B said, Henry Cavill is my hall pass, and Gil Grissom had me wanting to be a crime scene investigator from ages 10 to 18. Josh M said, man, this was hard. I will say, not enough disparity in each of the teams, but Al Bundy was amazing. Then you have some action in there, and Rip was a crazy awesome character. J-Cat's team, no ma'am. 6.3% of the votes. Sixth place.
Ouch, J-Cat. You did better when you weren't here.
Al Bundy, anyone at the age of 35 is aware of, but I feel like that may have hurt you, J-Cat.
J-Cat just hit the toggle switch for auto-draft.
Hey, auto-drafting. Just people need to freaking get some taste in their lives.
Meow. Oh, settle down. You're insulting the listeners.
I'll insult them all damn day. We square up too.
Speaking of salt, we're going to draft
Monday
chips.
And I'm angry. Just joking, guys. It's all right.
True.
Monday night, J-Cat is fired up.
I am. I'm tired.
This is my favorite part when I say that we had a tie for fourth and fifth place.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes. That means I hate the podium, baby.
So it's the slow realization of Bo and Bobby's face, like, I didn't get that vote, so it must be me.
My team better be. Oh, you guys better for it. I always lose these.
And, well, we'll see. It could be a different change, but this time it was a 4-0 vote. So we're came in fifth, didn't get any of the tiebreaker votes. In fifth place.
Hey, hold on. If it's not me, Eric, I won't be hating that salt shaker coming out.
Shake it like a salt
shaker. In fifth place, Renee F. said, these are the men who can save me in an apocalypse, plus one with sarcasm. Bomar's team, let's talk more.
See, that's some bull crap.
11.6% of the
votes. You talked about how awesome John Dunn was, and you still
right,
voted for Bobby.
Bo. Look,
no,
right, listen,
no, no.
Listen,
Rob,
you can
provide some evidence. Some.
I have not won a tiebreaker yet.
Your team was terrible.
No, it right, wasn't. Bo, listen. Let me try and break it for you a little bit here. All right. I was leaning towards you, but. I looked at the entire team. I even texted Eric.
As one should.
Yeah. I said, I was like, Johnny Drama almost lost it for Bobby.
Yeah. Oh,
but so he was. But no, listen.
Other players.
But listen. He did say.
I said, Chandler
and MacGyver, though.
And MacGyver were the deal breaker. Like, because Bobby had, it was 4-5.
Yeah. He said, Dutton, Tyrion, and Reacher were strong, but those two compared to the 1 week pick for Bobby.
Because Andy, I couldn't go. I had to take Andy over Chandler. Had to. So there is science. I do think about it. I'm not just hating.
Right. And Jake and Rob gave some good logic. Shine's comment was, first, how are these two teams even tied? And he just put, it's all good, man.
The fact that Jason beat me, that's unbelievable, man. I tell you, this is
fifth place, Bomar. And just so you know, you're slipping down the standings, boy.
Too far down, son. I better be up there.
I just can't believe Ted came in.
Let's just say we're close. We're all pretty close.
I'll tell you what, the people that I sent it out to, especially in the beginning, I thought Bobby won it. I thought it was Ted Lasso. And I was like, what the?
In fourth place with 11.6% of the votes. Corbin B says, Hopper's work week philosophy wins it for me. Mondays are for coffee and contemplation. And Muncie said, Lasso and Hopper on the same team just isn't fair. Birdo's team, it's all good, man. Fourth place.
I did expect a higher place than fourth. I was thinking third, easy third, possible second. I don't know. My team, I stand by my team, minus drama. Talk about a wild card pick. What? How? In retrospect, do you all say what I said? Like, what was I doing in that moment? Like, I don't know what I was thinking. He is not one of the greatest TV characters of all time. He's not even one of my favorite. I just thought he had some funny lines. And
I mean, for a fifth rounder, like I don't think he's.
Yeah. I mean, even Kramer.
MacGyver's way better. MacGyver's way better.
15 years ago, drama would have been top three, probably.
I could have said Kramer, Seinfeld. I could have named 20 people better than drama, and I didn't.
True.
Yeah, wait till you see the list of who we should have drafted. Now, some are terrible, some are good. But, like, of all the people that, like, he's not top 25 TV characters. But no, I get it.
Not even close.
I got a feeling this is going to be very office heavy, man. And I feel it makes me so angry.
In third place with one more vote than fourth.
Dang.
Mary P says, Ron Swanson is a man's man. And Evan T said, really hard decision here. It boiled down to the later round picks and overall team composition. For me, it was between It's All Good Man and TV Titans. While I'm not sure if I'd have picked Larry David, I think he pushed it over the edge against Johnny Drama. Catman's team, TV Titans, 12.6% of the votes.
Hey, third place. Wow. When I was looking at the link when Eric sent it out, like looking at the teams, I may have voted for yours over my own team. I liked your team so much, minus the fonts. Like, I love your team, except Fonzie.
I just didn't think Larry would have the crossover. Like, I didn't think too many people. I feel like Larry's still, like, underground a little bit.
Well, you got a couple people put Larry as the reason. Larry and Roy. Larry and Roy. But, like, a heart.
Roy's unbelievable.
Oi. Right.
In second place, Nick G says, that team is like the 2008-2009 Phillies pitching rotation, and I'm not even a Phils fan. Just so much death to be able to contend against. And Emily P said, when I read the title, I thought I would draft Tony Soprano. And there he was. Plus Barney is the
Wow.
Shine's team. The Infected Syndicate, 22.1% of the votes.
That team was legend. Wait for it. Derry. Second place. I'll take it.
Bazinga.
Left them off.
And in first place, the world's best team with 35.8% of the votes. Seth B said, world's best team would lead to a weekend bender and possible jail time. Count me in. And Mike H said, independent George would get angry if I didn't vote for this team. Remember, a George divided against himself cannot survive. Serenity now. Although I do hold Al Bundy in the highest esteem. My team, world's best team, first place.
Michael Scott pick was huge.
Feels good to be back at the winner's circle. I will tell you that much. My team was solid top to bottom, and the voters confirmed it. Comedy powerhouses carried me to the top. Hate, Bo. Let the hate flow. Come on. Let me feel it.
Now, you might listen. If I ever come in a tie again, just put me in the last place because you guys never vote for me.
Hey, Bo, we can barely hear you, Bo, dude. You need to, like,
I'm away from my mic.
Yeah, that sounds better.
If I come in last place, or a tie, just put me back because you guys never vote for me.
It
has nothing to do with you, son.
It's your picks.
One tiebreaker. One.
Sometimes it just comes down to one.
Hating, son. Hating.
Not hating on you.
Not hating.
No, I'm hating.
Buckle up. Here is what we should have drafted. Now, I will say, I told this to Bobby, I think some people just list characters that they remember, because there's no way so many people would draft these for their top five. But we'll let the voters, let their voice be heard. B.A. Baracus, Captain Jean-Luc Picard. Many people said Dr. Clift Huxtable, by the way, even if Hot Cosby turned out to be a dirtbag. Dr. Fraser Crane, Dylan McKay, Brandon Walsh, Steve Sanders, David Silver, all from Beverly Hills 90210. Joey Tribbiani, Jason Morgan from General Hospital, Sonny Corinthus from All My Children, Pacey Witter, Lucas Scott from One Tree Hill, Tim the Tool Man Taylor, Cosmo Kramer, Dwight Schrute, Sheldon Cooper, Schmidt and Nick from The New Girl, Red from That 70s Show, Daniel Williams, Hawaii 5-0, Charlie Kelly from Sunny in Philadelphia, Charlie Harper from Two and a Half Men, Don Draper, Mad Men, John Locke, Lost, Al Swearingen from Deadwood, Jack Donaghy, 30 Rock, Mal Reynolds, Firefly, Darius from Atlanta.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98, because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Dale Cooper, Twin Peaks. Sam Malone, Cheers. Jesse Pinkman. Cliff Huxtable, just don't drink around him or your O-ring may be compromised. Might be worth the father figure advice. Raylan Givens from Justified. Marty Bird, Ozark. Michael Knight. Jack Carter from Eureka. Admiral William Adama, Battlestar Galactica. Cordell Walker, Walker effing Texas Ranger. Benjamin Franklin Hawkeye Pierce from MASH. Leon Black from Curb, Niles from Frasier, Jim Halpert, Jack Bauer, 24, Steve McGarrett from Hawaii 5-0, Carl Winslow, Family Matters, Uncle Phil, Fresh Prince, Jethro Gibbs, NCIS, Andy Griffith, Screech from Saved by the Bell, Omar Little, The Wire, Barney Fife from Andy Griffith Show, Utred from The Last Kingdom, Jack Shepard from Lost, Mr. Belvedere, any of the husbands... any of the husbands from Housewives of New Jersey, Magnum P.I., Harvey Specter from Suits, Tommy Shelby from Peaky Blinders, Howard Wolowitz from Big Bang Theory, Gomez Adams, Ralph from The Honeymooners, Uncle Arthur from Bewitched, Adam West Batman, Andy Sipowicz from NYPD Blue, Barney Miller, David Rose from Schitt's Creek, Sam Loudermilk, Commissioner Reagan from Blue Bloods, Frank or Raymond Barone from Everybody Loves Raymond, Kyle Barker from Living Single, Will Smith, The Fresh Prince, Spencer Reed or Derek Morgan from Criminal Minds, Dexter Morgan from Dexter, Ducky or Gibbs from NCIS, Jason Cheedy or Michael from The Good Place, Crowley Azarafel and Gabriel from Good Omens, Frenchie, Butcher, Homelander, and Soldier Boy from The Boys. Oberyn Martell and Bronn from Game of Thrones. Sam Dean Cass from Supernatural. Lucifer from Lucifer. Neighbor Al from Home Improvement. Eric, Sean, and Corey from Boy Meets World. Captain Neighbor Kirk. Al Borland. I guess that's I meant
Wilson?
Wilson. Yeah, I don't know.
Wilson, yeah.
Or Al. Probably both, I guess. Maybe they just forgot the comma. Captain Kirk, Spock, Frakes, Geordi LaForge from Star Trek. The 9th, 10th, and 11th Doctors from Doctor Who. Wilson and House from House. Martin, Cole, and Tommy from Martin. Stabler, Tatula, Munch, and Dr. Wang from Law & Order SVU. I just look at Johnny's face when I'm reading these. Johnny Rose from Schitt's Creek. Dr. John Watson from Sherlock, Moriarty and Sherlock from Sherlock, Hot Priest from Fleabag, Turk JD, Dr. Cox from Scrubs, and I read them because they say them, Bomar, the sexiest man alive, I would put him on a plate and slop him up with a biscuit. I get apparently Bomar's on TV, but those are the best male TV characters that we should have drafted.
I hope
none of them are draft worthy. None of them. So, listeners, get your A game on. Vote for me next time. They were all crappy picks. Hating.
Unforgivable.
None of them were top five picks. None of them.
Wait, before we get to the next draft, real quick, I put an extra question on the poll this week as to if we should have a punishment for the loser of each draft. Now, here are the results from that poll. The choices were yes, no, and I don't listen, so it doesn't matter to me. 9 people said, I don't listen, so it doesn't matter to me. 22 people said no, and 64 people said yes.
Oh my God.
An astounding 68% of the votes said that we should have a punishment after each episode.
Wow. 67.4.
I thought of one for this episode.
Well, save it.
No, really, Bobby?
We'll talk. We'll talk later and see if we want to do that. We could start it with season 7 or we could start it right away.
I'm going to start with season 7. That sounds like a good idea to me.
What am I saving it for? It's not really that bad. I just think it would be pretty funny to have someone do this for 2 weeks.
Well, I just meant in general the punishments instead, not just yours specifically. If you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach.
Now it's time to draft. Boom shakalaka.
This week's draft is the best chips. Chips as in brand specific, the flavor, be very detailed, because there are a lot of, I think, multiple flavors that may be picked. Mm-hmm. I could draft an all one flavor draft board if I could. I might actually, because it's mostly the chip that I eat. So coming in 6th place, starting with J-Cat, the first pick in the chip draft.
This brand and flavor of chip is the gold standard when it comes to flavored chips. It's a party staple. You grab a bag, you could go through them like, you know, Grant through Richmond, right? We all know that the GOAT is nacho cheese Doritos. There's no debate about this. It is surefire number one chip. That's what it is. I love them. There's 3 flavors of Doritos I wanted to go with. But when you think about it, it's always going to be nacho cheese, man. There you go. First pick.
Didn't do me good, any good in the snacks draft.
Keep it simple.
I was hoping it would like somehow Smarty. Like you guys would forget that was a chip. Like I was just like, nah, it wouldn't get past J-Cat. Like I think he would just go straight Ruffles, and I was like, man, just hoping. And I would have shined. Just so you know, if you were early in the draft, I would definitely have traded to move up to get to this. So your second place finish did not help me.
I've been waiting.
Solid pick. Might be the Reese's Cup pick of the week, in my opinion.
Did it help me in the snacks draft? I think I came in last.
Other snacks were whack.
Yeah.
Speaking of whack, Bomar, second pick in the chip draft. I can't.
Gosh, man, that's just.
He's reeling already.
Man, I wasn't going to go this route.
Does butter pecan make a chip?
Maybe that might be a question later. So no spoilers. There's some goofy flavors out there.
What brand to pick of this chip? Because there's 2 of them that are pretty good.
How's your chip game, Bomar? You a big chip guy?
This one chip is very good in the summertime. I'm gonna have to go. It comes in a white bag. Hers makes it salt and vinegar. I have to go salt and vinegar.
Hers salt and vinegar.
Can't go wrong with salt and vinegar, man.
You can.
You certainly can.
Can't go wrong.
I'm not going to hate that.
In the first round, you can.
I'd rather have a salt and vinegar chip over a Dorito all day long.
And that's why you 5th place.
Well, Bo, this will take salt and vinegar, and it kicks it up a notch. The product description on this website for this chip is a good 6 sentences, and I would like to read it all. Ignite your taste buds with the distinctive and mouthwatering flavors of Utz Carolina-style barbecue.
The first round?
Inspired by the rich barbecue traditions of the Carolinas, these chips offer a perfect balance of sweet and tangy flavors. Each chip is generously seasoned with a special blend of spices that capture the essence of Carolina barbecue, delivering a unique and tantalizing taste. Whether you're hosting a backyard cookout, enjoying a picnic with loved ones, or simply seeking a flavor-packed snack, Utz Carolina-style barbecue potato chips are a must-have. Let the sweet and tangy flavors transport you to the heart of Carolina barbecue and savor every crunchy bite. These chips are perfect for sharing moments of joy and creating lasting memories with family and friends. Now, whoever wrote that either took a page from Shine's book report, or that is definitely ChatGPT, because that is a wild description of a potato chip.
A chip.
But I love those chips. They're like, I love them. Take them.
Barbecue chips are the worst chips out of all the chips.
No, he went Carolina barbecue.
Carolina it's a different world down there.
Baby
man.
Blue, baby blue bag and white.
Oh, vinegar, vinegar and barbecue mix, basically, Bo.
Me and Eric used to crush bags when we worked at Nauta.
You can't stop. If you eat one, you can't stop eating one, which goes into my possible punishment.
They're a little vinegary. Right, they're like I couldn't get through a whole bag because like your taste buds are just gone.
The side of your tongue starts to get all like,
charred. Yeah, you feel fuzzy on. Yeah, you're like, yo, what's going on?
Do you really need to eat a whole bag of chips?
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
I've been in plenty of situations where that's what I needed.
I mean, with inflation, there's a lot. I mean, you get like a quarter of a bag now.
Yeah, this like, back in the 80s, you got a full bag of chips. Like
it's all air.
It's awesome.
I can't believe you picked that the first round.
Yeah.
I love them. And if you know, you know.
I can't pull. I am ecstatic with what fell to me. I'm so happy right now because it's going to be, it's red versus blue all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Experience a burst of tanginess with hints of onion, garlic, tomato, and spice merging together in a bold, creamy, cool ranch blend. Doritos Cool Ranch.
Tortilla. Another goat, man.
There's just titans battling out. We should just stop now.
Yeah.
No,
let it fall.
We learned that doesn't matter. The first round.
The thing is, Carolina barbecue is very specific. You got to know it.
Here, Rob, I got a question for you. If you lose,
everyone knows Cool Ranch Doritos. Rob, everyone's tasted one.
If you lost this draft, would you eat a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos and then pour all the stuff in the bottom of the bag into your mouth?
Did it anyway.
That's a Wednesday. What do you ask me? Yeah, it's the best part.
Oh, what? You eat that? Wow.
Don't.
Like, no. Why wouldn't you? You just ate
all
a whole
the spices,
bag
like
of
it's,
chips
it's,
with the same stuff
it's
all
like
over
it. Bobby. Dude.
That's harsh,
what are
you man.
Talking about, bro?
All the. Oh,
you're that, selling my pick.
That's harsh, boy. Do it.
So what? One of the best things I've ever made in my life were Cool Ranch encrusted chicken tenders. And you want to talk, it was unreal, man. Like, oh.
Shy, we got to bring it here because we're tailing out, trailing in the first round here with monsters going off the board.
Right? I think I got a good one, though. I just don't know how many people around here have had them.
Oh, better not pick that one.
I gotta go. I gotta go for
that
it.
That one.
He's the PA boy, so he would know it what it is.
Well, these are Utz, but they weren't always Utz. They weren't Utz until about 10 years ago, and they still keep the name on the bag. Zaps.
Oh, Utz, God.
Zaps, Kettle Potato Chips, Mesquite Barbecue.
Nobody likes those whack. Kettle chips.
No, you
Zaps.
Are. You are.
The bag's cool.
Everyone loves it.
There is a flavor from them that is one of my favorites ever. It's unreal. I don't think anybody will pick it, but.
So you're just going plain Zaps?
No.
I said Mesquite Barbecue.
Mesquite, okay.
Yeah. I gotta go with that.
Longest one ever. Zaps Mesquite Barbecue Kettle Chips. I had to tell you just that.
Yep.
Get a chip. See, I'm banking on more picks like that so I don't, doesn't decimate my draft board because I don't have that many picks. I have like 20 tops.
Kettle chips are good, man, but like sometimes they're like real hard, you know. It's like you're chewing on glass every once in a while. Like, I love kettle chips. I'm just saying in general.
Man, I'm at a crossroads right here. Back-to-back me picks me I at like.
Crossroads. Cody Crossroads? What?
Uncle Charles.
I got a coat.
All right, miss my uncle's ass.
This one will definitely pick. It won't make its way back to me. And I'm going to go with the sun chip.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with the orange bag.
Yeah,
Harvest Cheddar Sun Chip. Mm-hmm. It's the only one I've ever really eaten.
The inferior sun chip.
Inferior or superior?
I thought that would fall inferior. Back.
Harvest inferior. Cheddar, there is man. One that is better. And
oh, yes, by far.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know any other ones that there are.
I respect Boy. Sun chips coming off the board, though, this early.
Yeah.
But not I the got Harvest it, Cheddar.
Man. I have to, yeah. It's Harvest Cheddar all day. And I feel like I got to build this pick up. So, all right, I got to go distinct flavors. I got to go something that'll stick out. I'll save that one. We haven't, you know, technically they're called crisps, but they are definitely chips. I'm not going to go original. I'm not going to go barbecue. There's a lot of flavors. I'm going to go pizza Pringles.
Yeah,
pizza
man.
Pringles, I knew you were going to do that.
Yeah.
The flavor is just good. And I have to stand out, be like, oh yeah, those are good, or it'll either
always had pizza Pringles with them. Always. There's probably some in your house right now.
Nah. I had a can last week.
Maybe some Clancy's from
little tiny one.
Yeah, it's
there's a better Pringle.
It's a good Pringle.
I gotta go with something different. Stick out against the Cool Ranch. Bold.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I don't like them.
I don't know if it tastes like pizza or not, but it's that dusting. A light pizza dusting. Dust.
Good can, too. Good art, like the white.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it is.
Good packaging.
Yeah, for real. Hoping my other pick will fall to me, but I have to go back to Shine. Shine, second round.
I got to go with this because it's the only chip that can't be emulated by changing a flavor that I can think of off the top of my head. Found them at every single get together, every party, because there's so many different uses. I'm taking Tostitos tortilla chips, bite size.
You messed up. Hey, Ron.
No.
It's a misfire.
No, it's not. Because,
dude,
no, what
it's the inferior toasty.
If you take the larger chip, you can't double dip.
Nope.
Without having someone like Bobby yelling at you or thinking bad things about you, because you take the bite size chips, one dip.
I like them both. I ain't gonna lie, Shine.
What's it called, Shine? The Tostitos bite size chip.
Tostitos tortilla.
They're the small like.
Bite size.
Half dollar size, quarter size.
Ones. Okay.
But you know you take three, and when you dip it in like cheese or salsa, you take like three at a time because it gives like that.
See, and that's the other problem with the larger ones, because then you try to take that dip, and then, oop, breaks. Now you're like, uh-oh, what do I do?
But there's one in between those two.
Stop, J-Cat. Stop. J-Cat.
Stop, J-Cat.
What are we doing? Are we crazy?
You're a rookie. Rookie dippers here.
That is Bush League.
Rookie dippers.
It is not. I'll tell you this, though. We don't buy Tostitos in this house because we have Harris Teeter tortilla chips. Lance's. And those things are just a tad bit bigger than Tostitos.
Tertitos.
And
you shop a Harris Teeter, son?
Say we don't.
Tito's. Teeteritos.
Katie will come home every week and be like, I saved $80. Rob, she just buys whatever's on sale.
Take the next one. Take it. Show him what he should have picked.
Do it.
He shook right now. He knows it's not making it back to him. Does he want it in the second round?
You know what? You talking about me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I got one that's like,
when I got,
I feel
one.
Like it might be safe, but you, I don't know. It's probably, it could be like my favorite chip of all time.
Gotta go with it, man.
The dramatic pause.
The what? The description. Oh. Made from only the finest natural ingredients. Hers, sour cream and onion potato chips contain essential nutrients such as vitamin C and potassium. Cooked in corn and or cottonseed oils, the chips are packed in a special foil-like bag to help retain the vitamin C as well as freshness and crispness.
The vitamin C
Hers,
and potato chips.
Sour cream and onion potato chips are the best sour cream and onion potato chips out and on the market.
It's like soft and velvety. It's different than other ones, man. It's just, oh my gosh.
They're dangerous. You want to talk about eating a whole bag? Like I can get like the little like medium size bag at Wawa that they got. Man, I can't get them out here. Hers only goes so far west. But when I come home, can bet I'm at least having one bag for sure. So I didn't know if that would come back to me. I didn't know if hers stuff would start coming off the board, but
we was putting her in the chamber there, buddy.
So how to take it now.
It's a big one. I have another one on my board though. I actually didn't even have that one, but
I have three.
That's a good
one.
I love the way this is shaping up.
Yeah. I can't wait to see the like the voters because like you like just what they vote for. Oh yeah, that one. Ah man, it's gonna be a tough decision, but all the way you see these final teams is this is a stacked draft right now. Although last week was too. Last episode was too. Birdo?
I'm going to debate with myself. Do I draft what I like or even try to get some votes? But I'm going to pick me. I don't care what anyone says. I think you all were upset with Shine for not going with the Tostitos that personally I don't really like. Them little bowls get on my nerves and they hurt the roof of my mouth.
Amen. That's why they're no good.
Love the Tostitos Cantina Thin and Crispy. They are like a restaurant. They are the
they are, man.
That is a good chip. They're saltier too.
Yeah. So they're like versatile, like Sean said. I mean, they could run point, they could go down in the post, they can shoot the three, and they can get to clean up the glass. So they can do anything with them. Salsa, cheese, ranch, if you want. I don't know. You can go
That's
crazy.
A good chip.
And it kind of boxes out anyone who wants to go just to plain Tostitos.
Boxes them out.
You're not allowed to go plain Tostitos. You have to be as
no. There is one that's just plain.
Yeah,
there's just the original Tostito. Yeah.
Oh.
Tostitos original. This is
I got you. Yes.
Yeah.
Cantina style comes in an all yellow bag.
Yellow corn.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. I'm not a big chip eater, to be honest. Like, I'm not going to hate. All right, Fomar.
I'm going to meet all night long. This is my favorite chip. Salt and vinegar are my second favorite one, but I didn't think I would get as many vids for this one. But J-Cat has part of it in his picture behind him. I'm going to go dill pickle Lay's. Mm-hmm. It has to be Lay's.
That's kind of a big one. Not my favorite, but
they are good.
I respect
man.
It. I respect
they don't
it.
Last in my household more than like 2 days. If they comes in my house, it's gone.
Go.
Dill pickle. That, Tommy pickles.
Dill pickles is his brother.
I know. All right, J-Cat, back to back picks.
Man, see, living in this area on the Eastern Shore, and the summertime comes around.
Oh no!
You want a little bit of that crab taste in your mouth?
How mad is Eric?
You can reach for some Utz crab chips. I don't care about the Hers Old Bay. Okay. The OG is the crab chip.
Okay.
Banging, wonderful.
Silver bag.
They're all right.
Yeah. No, he's not drafting the silver bag.
Straight up crab chip, man. It's not nearly as pungent or as biting as what the Hers brand is right now. Don't get me wrong, they're good.
That's true.
But
that is
totally
true.
But I grew up with the crab chip, and you could literally run through a bag because they weren't as abrasive on your mouth. So gotta go with the Utz crab chip.
Y'all talk about slamming bags of chips. whole bags.
I had a rat tail and no self-esteem for a long time, and chips were my only friend.
The rat tail's why you had sweater? No self-esteem.
The Utz crab chips knit sweater.
Yeah.
Mm. They're all right. Like, I'm not a big crab guy, but I'll eat crab chips.
All right. And boys, back in the day, we had a brand of this chip. Tato. It has now been taken over by TGI Fridays. And that would be the bacon cheddar potato skin chips from TGI Friday. It used to be Tato skins. Those things are amazing. They're thicker than your normal like chip. And they're like these oblong, these little tiny taters. And they are heavenly. And they go well with anything. I love the bacon cheddar skins, now made by under the umbrella of TGIF Fridays.
Bacon cheddar potato skins.
Yeah.
I need to look up the bag.
They are so good, man.
Back to you again, Bomar.
Man, oh man. This chip goes good along with subs. Used to eat them all the time when I was kids.
I already know what you're picking. Has to be.
No way.
Only one chip is like a sub.
It's a ripple chip. I am gonna have to go cheddar cheese ripple by Ruffles. Freaking chips are so
cheddar
good.
Cheddar cheese.
The cheddar and sour cream.
No.
Is it the cheddar and sour cream?
Nope. He said cheddar cheese ruffles.
No, Bo. There's cheddar. Wait, it is cheddar and sour cream.
Hold on. Let me look at the bag real quick.
Are you saying ripples? Or
it's a ripple chip. It's not ripple.
Ruffles have ridges.
Ruffles or ripples? Which I didn't realize there was a difference, but apparently there is.
It's a ruffle. It's a ruffle chip.
But you said ripples.
I'm talking about ripple.
All ruffles are a ripple chip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on.
All ruffles are ripples, but not all ripples are ruffles.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's definitely drafted to
Ruffles. Yeah, cheddar and sour cream. My fault, Shine. Yeah. That's what it is.
That's a good one.
That's a big one.
Yep.
Ruffles, cheddar. I was looking up Ripples cheddar, and it was like a different bag. And I was like, wait, what?
My fault. Wow. I didn't look that one up because I was like, I know what that one is.
Y'all talk about slamming bags of chips. Like, we don't all do it.
Come on now.
Man, I got to put this down, man. I can't eat a whole
How good is that chip?
One sitting.
You guys all have had that chip, right?
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's great.
It's the one thing, when I do go to Wawa, I snagged it. It's always on an end cap. Mm. Always.
Right there for your grabbings.
Yeah.
The list is decimated already. All right, back to Birdo.
All right, bro, when you were doing your second round pick, your Pringles, I thought you were going to say this, and I am really struggling between original and sour cream and onion. Now, I definitely eat more original because I could eat an entire can of them without even a second thought. I have more guilt with the sour cream and onion, but I just picked the somewhat plain Tostitos. And Pringles sour cream and onion chips are the perfect amount of flavoring on a chip.
Now, wait. Explain more guilt.
I don't know. I had to lick my fingers a lot. There's a lot of like...
he eats the whole can.
The whole can.
I knew there'd be a great soundbite there.
I had him with lunch today.
The first time I ever had one was on a field trip to the...
Life-changing.
And Dada Mitchell got an entire can on the bus. I was like, what is that? That's disgusting. Who eats them? I was like, ate one. I was like, mine was blown. Like, just kept asking him for more and more. I was like, yo. Like, I was like, I can't stop, man. Sour cream.
Once you pop.
Stop.
What's
word
the,
of advice,
what's
bro?
The caloric intake on a whole
Sometimes
can?
Sometimes you got to let those hard-to-reach chips go. Caloric intake on...
No, you just turn the can up.
Like air crisps, more heavy hitters. Sour cream and onions just flying off the board right now. Sour cream and cheddar, sour cream Pringles, sour cream of hers.
I think the Pringles are so much better to eat than bagged sour cream and onion chips. I don't want them little nubs. I want the full crisp.
Let me ask you psychos any something.
900 calories.
Do any of you not eat a Pringle in one bite? Like, do any of you bite the Pringle? Like,
because it breaks into 100.
All right. Well, since we're getting, okay. All right. We're all amongst friends, right? What's the over under on how many chips you put in your mouth on one bite?
I just do one. Like, just Pringles? It's like thicker. I just do one.
One chip.
Right. Right. You'll do one.
I do one. No more than four.
Yeah, three.
Oh. No less than two.
It's too messy, man.
Nah,
it turns into like a powder.
No, you can take three and home.
It's not as good. Like one at a time is like the. But I will put one at a time, but three times in a row is still better than three chips at one time. That's the truth. And you
three
know exactly
times in a row before you chew, you're saying?
Yeah, that's just pop them in.
That's what I'm saying. If you do like.
I just eat one.
What's the average chip I need to look up?
But it takes forever. Can agree you eat it in one bite, right? Bo, you didn't answer.
Oh, yeah.
You don't bite your Pringles, do you, Bo?
No. Okay. I put three or four in my mouth.
Hell no. Coming at me with a question like that.
Three or four.
If anybody in this podcast, it would be Blanchine that would freaking take 20 bites to eat it.
Yeah. No, you can't. They break into like 200 pieces.
I agree. Take
a bite of Pringles and they leave the aftermath on the couch.
Ask me that question.
If you drop a Pringle.
You know what they called me at work? They called me the food flash.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it.
That's well earned. Did you tell him you do that since you were five?
Bo's got to get back to work. He ain't got time for lunch. That's what men do.
That's right.
Be eating Pringles while he's on that mower.
You're not eating no chips out on the work site.
He ain't. His hands are all stained up from mulch and just digging in the bag. He don't care.
The only person,
construction worker,
other than his brother, that I think even comes close to eating as fast as him is Dilt.
Bobby and I eat fast. I thought Bobby
ain't got time.
I think we have a food eating contest coming up.
Remember when we went to J.D. Shucker's? Bo's sandwich was gone in like 0.2 seconds. That's insane.
Well, he didn't have the full sandwich.
Yeah, in his fairness, he had help with it.
One less bite. Oh, man. He goes, which one of you bit my sandwich when he was done? I just started cracking up.
I don't know,
guys.
He's
like, why don't you payback for the nugget 20 years ago?
Dilts,
that was unbelievable.
Dilts has got to be up there. I mean, I've never – he annihilates it.
Really?
Hoover.
Wow.
Like, I won't share food with him. There's no sense.
Wow. It's like when you share food with somebody, like you're sharing ice cream with somebody and you're like, you're trying to eat it faster so they don't get more than you. It's like with your kid or with your wife. You're like, let me get just see how fast you can eat it.
Especially if it's got like a topping on it. You're trying to crush all the parts.
Trying to get the good parts.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you could go to Topgolf and order nachos and get four of them.
And everybody
seven
gets
people.
One nacho.
Yeah, it's the worst.
All right, Catman. Middle of the round, middle of the draft right now. The halfway mark.
It's the superior sun chip. It's the only sun chip that you should get.
Let's do it.
And my team is stacked right now. Like, goodness. A taste of red tomatoes and green jalapeno peppers delivered right to your mouth on waves of whole grain goodness. Garden salsa. Sun chips.
All day. So good.
All day, crunchy boys.
Not even close.
It boots harvest
put that
cheddar
in
right
mouth.
In his teeth.
Like, all day.
Step off.
That would be a punishment for me would be to eat a bag of them.
True.
Garden salsa.
I'm sure it's aight, but it ain't harvest cheddar.
Oh, it's more than aight.
Oh, I got a perfect one for this challenge if we lose. I think we should do it. The hottest chip. You got to eat the hottest chip.
The one chip challenge?
Yes.
Absolutely not. Challenge.
That is a good one.
Absolutely not.
Done. We're doing it.
Well, wait, where do you get that chip?
You have to like order it online.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that riffraff, but if you find a bag of hot chips or something, sure. We got that party Saturday. Most of us will be there. Well, half of us will be there.
I'm not ruining my mouth for a week.
No.
Not doing
ghost pepper chip.
My punishment's more sinister.
Eating the crumbs out the bottom of a chip bag is not a punishment.
No. My punishment is this.
That's what I was like, that's Thursday.
You get, I would say, a number one pick like Doritos And for an entire, until we record next time, you can, you, the only chips you can eat for in 2 weeks is that chip, but you only get to eat, you can only eat one a day. You have to eat one chip and that's it. Brutal. So each day you get one Dorito. That's all. Ooh, you get.
That is brutal.
And every day you
have
to take
and a you chip. Have to pack it in your lunch as like just one chip
one,
in the bag.
One chip in a bag. Yeah.
And video yourself eating the one.
Picture each day of eating the one chip.
Famished.
That's cruel and unusual. That's not
after
just
my
that...
after my turkey and cheese.
Yeah, I would say eating a like a really gross chip would be a worse punishment, but that would be funny too. Because we're going lighthearted punishments. You know what I mean? We're not trying to like make anyone dry heave or you know burn their mouth.
Hospital.
Off.
Was I back to back?
No.
No. You totally.
Nice try though.
I ain't scared, son. I'm ready. I'm locked and loaded for this next pick.
I was definitely
not write down what everyone votes mm-hmm. picks.
No.
I write down everyone's
no,
pick.
I have a list and I delete stuff, but most of the time, like there's a lot of stuff that was picked that wasn't even on my list so far. So
I just look at I look at what you all did to kind of shape up what I do. And you're talking to a back to back two time season champ. So take some notes, Rob.
Dill pickle lays weren't even on my list.
Are you serious?
Potato skins, not on my list.
Whack.
Harvest cheddar, inferior sun chip, not on my list.
All right, you ain't the chip master. We'll see if you're the chip master next week.
Whack.
Shine.
Man, I just felt like those garden sauce sun chips were the perfect third round pick. And I even like wrote third next to them, like almost kind of like willing it to happen.
It was the perfect third.
I do that, and it bites me all the time. Like
because you made the comment. Well, Rob made the comment earlier, and I was like, oh, "He's gonna do it. I know he's gonna do it." But what if I write third next to it, and then somehow it won't happen? So yeah, now I'm kind of like reeling. You know, I'm going with what I feel like is a solid choice. I do eat them fairly often. They come in like these. The multi box Katie gets every week for the kids and their lunches. I'm going with
variety
the
pack.
Chili cheese Fritos.
Oh, you turd Ferguson.
Chili cheese Fritos. Third pick.
That's a
what
big
I
one.
Just had right
it's
here.
A big one.
I was not going to say anything. A Frito is not a chip.
It's a corn chip.
It's literally a corn chip.
Corn chip. It says look. Corn snack.
Corn chip.
Corn chip. Yeah, it's not a chip. Corn snacks.
Yeah,
it's got
and chips.
Snack.
And chips are snacks.
We're not doing a snack draft.
Snacks on snacks on snacks.
I know. But if it's a snack, it's a... No. I guess not all chips
give
are snacks.
Chili
it says corn.
My
it
mind.
Says flavored corn chips. Chip right on this after I just hammered it.
Where?
Flavored corn chip.
Oh, those are the ones I eat. That's exactly
that. Had a chip.
Corn.
It's a
never
chip.
Had that one.
Oh, so good.
Give me my chili cheese Fritos.
They don't last but 3
money.
Seconds.
Now, there's another one that could be debated.
JK, how many?
Which is probably my next pick. So don't get too excited. I just decided.
Gosh, man.
So it's funny how the draft shapes up because my favorite flavor of chips I haven't drafted yet, and I still might not draft it because I have like 4 or 5 of them. So if one gets picked, I have like backups. Man. But my next pick was going to be that. Not that, but a different flavor. So now I'm debating. Because if I pick that flavor, I'm taking off other chips off my board. All right, I'm going abstract. Coming off first place. I'm going to Honey Barbecue Fritos Twists.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they
yeah. All day.
Money, all day. Every day. I love barbecue flavor.
That is the other option.
They're good. You want to talk about tearing up your mouth, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, why are
it's
they
like
so
you're
tall?
Like chewing on drill bits?
Yeah, it's like hairy stampers in your mouth trying to get that thing to come apart.
They're delicious.
Hairy stampers.
Talk about a whole bag, like gone. Because I mean, they're smaller. They don't come in big bags, do they? I don't think they do.
They have
not,
another
not giant.
Out,
they have a
unreal
medium.
Of those.
Medium. Yeah, there's like a medium bag, but they're expensive. They're like $4.29 or something for that
price
small bag.
Skyrocketed.
Yeah.
Flavor twist.
It's because gold in a bag. Snack gold. But I don't know if it's a chip. I wanted to draft it, but I didn't know if people would look at it and be like, that's not a chip.
It says corn snack on the bag. Corn snack.
I mean, I'll allow it. I'm not like,
no,
whatever, but
Jake had to show you. It says no. Chips.
No, that's the Cheez-It Fritos corn snack.
Oh, the flavor twist. Yeah,
if you look it up, it probably is classified as chip. If you Google it.
No, Bobby is correct on the flavor twist. It says
they're
just corn
twisted.
Snack.
They're Fritos twisted.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Fritos is an American brand of corn chips.
Where do you buy them in the aisle? Do you buy them in the snack aisle or do you buy them in the chip aisle? I guarantee you they're in the chip aisle.
No, wait, aren't they at the same aisle too, though?
Fritos is one of the oldest and most widely recognized brands of corn chips. While corn chips and tortilla chips are both made from corn. Corn chips are thick, rigid, very crunchy, and have a strong aroma and flavor of roasted corn.
It's corn.
Oh,
snacks.
Chips.
All right, back-to-back picks. I'm saving this one. My only problem with this is it's slightly similar to a flavor I already drafted, but actually, you know what? I'm going to make sure I get this one. Jake, you took the crab chip. Mm-hmm. I'm taking the Hers Old Bay silver bag crab chips. I was going to go something else, but I thought Bo might sneak that in the fifth round, maybe shine right before me. I have to have it on my team. You're right.
It, yeah, man, I get it, man, but they're the completely different flavors. So, yeah.
Yeah. There's like caked in the Old Bay, and yours are like lightly dusted. You know what I mean?
Lightly dusted.
If you in a silver bag, you crab chip.
And when you got the name Old Bay slapped on it, we know that that's a heavy hitter.
This draft is amazing so far, by the way.
Chips. Chips on chips on
big chips.
Chips. Bobby, did you just prove your whole corn snack thing?
You know what I don't like is that they don't come in a silver bag anymore. It's like red, blue, and white.
Yeah.
It's like the Maryland flag or something. Yeah.
No, it looks like the Old Bay can. That's the colors on the Old Bay
can. Yeah.
Two things we do in Maryland, man. We steam crabs and we play foosball.
All right, back to you, Shine.
See, and I'm taking a chip that I personally enjoy very much, and you can't find them anywhere or everywhere. You can't find them everywhere. You have to be in a very specific space, place. Goodness gracious! Edit some of that out.
Just start over.
So I'm taking a chip, fourth round pick, that I enjoy. Can't find them everywhere. You have to be in a very specific location. Recently changed to being able to like take them out in like a bag. I'm going with Surf Bagels home style potato chips.
Yeah, they're good, man.
They are so good.
What's that, like a kettle chip or something?
It's not a kettle chip. It's just like a home.
Specific.
I don't have to write that one down.
People that know. If you know, you know.
Yeah, he's right, man. There, man. Pair that with a chicken salad bagel. Oh, boy. Yeah, life is love.
Islander extra pineapple.
Pineapple. Pina.
I took that recommendation.
One that don't spoke.
Jason, how many times have you been to the new Surf Bagel?
In Long Neck?
72.
Too many. Happy it's here. Although, I always am texting Chris about their 2 o'clock closing. I need to go to at least 3 o'clock. At least. 2 o'clock is too early to close.
All right, yep. Catman, back to you.
All right, I got some intense flavors on my board right now. We need to slow it down because, you know, sometimes you might have like a yogurt pesto dip or some baked hummus sitting around that you need to use.
Or you want to
pair it with something. So we're going to go Stacy's pita chips.
Dang you. So good.
They go with everything. They're delicious.
The plain ones.
Cheese. Anything. You could endless dips you could put with this thing. Stacy's pita chips. Just have them straight up, salty.
Gosh,
good.
Darn it, man.
I would say you're giving the Blanchine Brussels sprouts argument right now. If you add anything to bacon to Brussels sprouts, it makes it better. You're just like, you can add any dip to this chip and it makes it good. But then you did say that it was good on its own. So
But you can't say that.
I don't
about Brussels sprouts.
I don't really dip them in anything. The only thing I put on them is like a port wine cheese. But I'm speaking to the voters. I know people love hummus, right? So anyone that has hummus, pita chip, JCat knows, and I trust JCat. So
JCat, we trust.
Did you JCat trust JCat in the last draft?
If we talking food. The man had his own. The man had his own segment.
True, true. And he would mention things that he made. I always think about the ranch. Like, oh, I made this ranch the other
night. Dude, I was just thinking about it. I was like, man, that would be really good with some Stacy's pita chips.
You can bring it on Saturday.
I'm bringing funeral sandwiches so you punks can finally feel why I drafted it. Funeral, bro.
Catman with the pita chips, Birdo.
All right. Most of our chips are fried. Lay's takes a alternate route with these baked chips.
Oh my god.
I like the plain, but I'm going to pick the baked barbecue, Lay's baked barbecue. They're good, man.
That is Max's jam right now.
It's a different, I agree. I like them. It's a different texture. Yeah.
Airy.
Max's jam. This is Max's draft, by the way, first of all. He was so excited we were drafting chips. That kid would eat chips all day if he was allowed.
All right, solid pick. Bomar?
Man, I have like some...
Bomar, you only get two picks. JCat's last two picks are coming up. We're winding down here.
I know, but I kind of like on the same... I got a lot of flavor in my draft. I think I need something plain. And because my last pick's not going to be plain. Everybody's drafted, not everybody, but two of you guys have drafted from this brand. And I'm just going to have to go plain old, regular, original Fritos. You could dip them in sour cream. They're just good to eat. All around good snack.
How much sour cream are you getting?
That's the worst pick so far.
Frito.
No, Fritos are good.
Fritos are good, man.
You literally just drafted a Frito.
Yeah, a flavor, not plain corn chip.
We eat them all the time. You mix it with sour cream with some onion dip.
Mm-hmm. Like that, if you're gonna do that, dip. You gotta get the Frito scoops.
What are they? What are they called?
Sour cream Fritos? And salsa just mixed Fritos? Together. Fritos. With Fritos scoops.
The original. Yeah. The original Fritos, just Fritos.
Fritos mm-hmm. The original. Oh, the original chip.
The originale.
And what people are all about that plain mess. So. Not saying that for that pick, but like a lot of you guys are going plain. I can't do it. I don't want any plain chips.
I'm just looking up at the top of right now and I'm staring at two WWE fantasy football draft belts. Right. And they look glorious.
Let's kind of stay on track there, Sean.
Sorry.
JCat, the last two picks.
These are amazing. They are from a famous cracker company, but they are in fact toasted chips.
Good.
The
man.
Ritz everything toasted chips are super addictive, man. You get the garlic, the onion, the poppy seed flavor in there, man. They're just amazing. I could sit there and eat a bag of those things easy. They're just absolutely wonderful. A good change up. They're baked, not fried. Doesn't mean they're that much better for you, but it's a nice alternative to the majority of chips that, you know, we're always talking about needing. It's the Ritz toasted chips, the everything flavor.
All right.
Want to talk about something making you feel bad about yourself, because they're gone. Like you're like, oh, is that the,
I did what? Honey, where are the Ritz chips?
In my stomach.
In my belly. All right, and for my last pick, I need an OG plain that is just a perfectly put together balance of just crunch and texture, nice, salty, wonderful snack of love. Cape Cod plain kettle cooked chips are, for my money, the best plain chip on the market, bar none, hands down. Todd. He's a 5-tool player. Cape Cod chips. You don't need anything with them. They're that good.
They are really good.
They're good chip.
Yep.
They've been sitting on my list. Like, I'm like, I can't take them after I took the voodoo.
Yeah.
It's a pinkies up chip.
You can only have one kettle.
It is. I like to go to my white party on the Hampton Island and I eat my Cape Cod chips. Call me up, Daddy. No, actually, no, don't call me Daddy. Not after what I found out.
All right, Bomar. Back to you. Last pick in the draft. Oh, man. Last pick.
I need something hot and spicy.
That's what she said.
There's a newer hot chip out spicy. There. There's a newer chip I want to go with. I don't know if I can go with that one.
Oh, you can, Bo. Go with it.
Why would you want hot and spicy? Because you're a man?
I love them. I have like literally six that I didn't pick. I love hot and spicy. All right, I'm going to go with this one because I think it'll get me more votes. Actually, I just had this bag the other day. Like Jason said, you go into like any gas station or whatever, it's always on this rack.
No way.
I'm going to go with Hers Kettle Cooked Jalapeno Chips.
They are banging, good. Man.
That's not what I thought you were going.
Jalapeno?
Used to get a Wawa Italian hoagie. Oh. A bag of those, man.
That's exactly what I had the other day. Not Wawa.
God, but it's such a great combination, man.
Omar, I just want to say that after last week, I sent the voting link to my usual voters, and a listener and a friend of ours, he texted me. This was a week or two after the book draft, by the way. So this was after I sent him the actors one, the male TV actor one. He said, I don't think I can ever forgive Bo for trying to pick Babysitter's Club. This was like way after the fact, right? I said, I put the laughing face and I said, well, now his slogan is, I'm a man. He always talking manly things. And he goes, I think he has lost that privilege. I said, I'll let him know in the next episode. He said, please do. So just so you know, the voters hear you and they want your man card revoked. But maybe the jalapeno chips are enough to...
Listen, I was just trying to get the votes.
The man mountain.
But we never discussed about books you read. It's just popular kids' books, but was the draft topic. You never specified when we did that, the books you read.
No, when it didn't we have were to be something you read. It has to be something you like, you knucklehead.
Well, no, most popular kid books is what it was, the topic.
Yeah, but it's always you like. It's always the caveat of what you like. I'm not drafting the number one chip in the world. Like, I'm drafting my number one chip. Do you need a refresher on the rules?
You're telling me that
the guidelines.
Shine always picks stuff that he's never had or done before.
No, I don't.
Not anymore. Nick back Greece in the day, he used to try
twice.
Who did?
You.
Me?
You picked Grease the movie and Grease the song somehow. Bo, you're not.
Well, maybe. Well, when we get to music, I have to go kind of in ways that I just don't know.
He did pick American Pie for 70 song. This song is awful. American
Pie. All right, J-Cat, we must have been on the exact same wavelength because I said for my fifth round pick, I just have to go with the standard. Just give me a plain potato chip, and I have narrowed it down three. Hers, Lay's, and Utz. And I am literally took screenshots of the three and keep going back and forth with them because each picture gives me a distinctive taste. Lay's, too greasy. Even though they're great, too messy.
Yeah, you're right. Hers,
super thin. Utz, not enough salt maybe. So I'm going to go the regional, coming straight out of Pennsylvania, I think, because there's a Hers factory there.
Yep.
Light blue bag, Hers, original, crispy and tasty.
Crisp and tasty, boy.
You know, those things, they get it done, man.
That's the blue bag.
Absolute fire. Yep.
That's what I thought Bo was picking with the sub one.
Me too. That's
it's on my list. It was up there. I had three Hers on my list.
But I already had an Utz, so I couldn't go double Utz. So I have a well-rounded. I got Lay's, I got Hers, Tostitos, Pringles, and Utz. I'm happy.
So I put crisp and tasty. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a baby blue.
It's just the original. It's just
I know the bag, but I didn't know it's called crisp and tasty.
Yeah, they're crisp and tasty because the red ones are like ripples.
Ripples. Oh.
Yeah.
Original. And growing up, mom liked the ripples. That's what we got all the time. So I didn't get my crisp and tasty. But when I started getting my own income, that blue bag was up in that thing too.
They were always two for $5 at Food Lion.
Yep.
Two for five. I don't know if that's still what it is, but we always had two bags of red in the house at all times.
They are the best chip to go on a sandwich.
All right, Catman.
All right. So, like I said before, got a lot of flavor. Gonna go with sea salt pop chips.
Twice, so I need something
salty and like,
oh my,
it's popcorn, brand. But it's not, it's in a chip form and it's like good. I think it's vegan.
What brand?
Everyone, pop chips.
That is the brand.
It's the brand.
Mm-hmm.
Popcorn.
The punishment should be eating sea salt chips while drinking a sea quench at the same time. Mm. Just watch your mouth pucker up like
sea salt pop chips.
Isn't that what you drafted?
Yeah, but why so much hate?
I hate sea salt. It's so overrated. I hate it.
It's just that. Like the plain flavor of pop chips.
I know. But so sea salt caramels. I don't want salt like on my chocolate. Like
because you're it'd be overload. You can't add any more.
Because what? Oh.
I definitely prefer the white cheddar.
Oh yeah, I don't. I mean, we'll come back to honorable mentions, but just because I have so much other flavor on there, I needed another just a plain chip. So yeah, sea salt pop chips.
Man, I was just Usually it's J-Cat stealing my picks right before I'm about to take them. I'm usually on the same wavelength as him. That's you today there, Rob.
God. Hi, Shine, what do you got?
Man, I'm still tempted to take the white cheddar popcorners, but I'm not going to do it because there's another one that I used to eat all the time. And I honestly, they're still around, but I don't know if I just don't see them, notice them. I'm going to go with it because just like we talked about, this is our draft. Very unusual name. Munchos.
Yeah.
Making some Munchos. Fifth pick.
Burnt orange, like, you know, yes. Shimmery bag.
I used to eat them constantly. I probably haven't in a long time because I overate them at some point in my life. But I'll go with Munchos, fifth pick.
The price is printed on the bag, $2. Like,
yeah.
You know how much it costs.
They're so awful, light and airy. They're just...
What?
They look terrible.
But I'm telling you, they're unbelievably good.
Yeah, they're really salty.
If Max ever got his hands on those, he would never go back.
I thought you meant munchies.
He's a salt.
Like the mix of like pretzels and cheddar chips or the sun chip. Oh, those are unbelievable.
They're like
munchos.
Deep fried though. They're like a different consistency.
Yeah. Know you've had some munchos.
They almost like melt right on your tongue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Shine. So before I pick my pick, Shine, question. When Rob picked his pick, what did you want to draft?
Popcorners, white cheddar.
Oh, you did want the corners.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're so good. We always have them in our pantry.
The pop chips are okay.
I took pop chips, not pop corners.
I know. He knows. They're like the same brand or whatever. But I'm taking Poppables. I'm taking the white cheddar Poppables. Those hexagonal, like those are money. And you bite it with like the roof of your mouth. Like you don't bite it with your teeth because it just like you let your mouth crunch down on it. So that's what I was going to pick fourth round. I didn't want the crab chips to go. So I'm going to make a white cheddar popables. Even though I got the harvest cheddar sun chips, I don't care. It's my favorite. I'm not picking a plain chip in the last round.
They're completely different flavors, even though they both have cheddar in there. Like,
I know. But I'm hoping. Make your teeth go pop, 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 pop. All right, well, I'm just fired up some honorable mentions right away. How much hate would I have gotten if I drafted chocolate chips?
No.
Beer of the draft. Chips? Chocolate chips. Yeah, we're drafting chips. Those are the greatest chip of all.
No.
They are technically a chip. Because I was going to...
Well, I didn't want to press any...
I know. I get it. Yeah. No, I'm not. Well, lost my mind.
That was me with French fries when we were talking about it. Go to another part of the world here, and those are chips.
Crisps. Yeah. Crisps. So, right.
Would you like some crisps?
But, all right, I'm going to go. I don't have that much left. I'm going Hers Honey Barbecue Ruffled. They're so good. They're so good. Lay's Sour Cream and Onion. And I didn't have that much left. I'll go Tostitos Scoops. I was going to pick those, but then all the other Tostitos went off the board. So I'll just go plain. There's another big one out there I know someone's going to say, but they're not really my favorite. Shine.
All right. Always in my house growing up, my mom's favorite chip forever. Still served, comes in the same brown bag. Grandma Utz's kettle cooked mm-hmm. potato chip.
Oh, yeah. Grandma get her.
They were, I don't know. I don't think I liked them as much as a kid as I do now. So it must be like an age thing. Also, I went with the surf bagel chip, but in the same category, I also had Chick-fil-A's chips. Have you guys ever had those?
They look good. The waffle ones.
They look
ones.
Like the waffle fries, but they're chips.
They are.
They're good.
Chick-fil-A's chips?
Yeah.
In a store?
Mm-hmm. In the restaurant, yeah. Yep.
Yep, you can choose to get them as your side if you want.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then third, again, I didn't want to ruffle feathers, so I stayed away from them, but absolutely delicious. And you don't kill a whole bag, you kill a whole, like, container. Utz's potato sticks.
Yes.
Ooh. The bottom of the can is just layered with crumbs.
But unless you're Bobby, you don't eat that bottom of the can. True.
Shine's definitely going like this and like tapping the bottom of the definitely. Can as he's
it's a drum. Scraps. It sounds awesome. It's drum. Tastes
that's
great.
That's what normal men do.
All right, Catman, honorable mentions.
Ranch Pringles.
Mm-hmm.
Cinnamon sugar pita chips. I'll shout them out again.
I could get down with them.
Yeah.
Stacy's.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Stacy's. And then
gotta go on.
Stacy's chips gotta go on.
You know, I haven't had them in a while, but lime Tostitos.
Yes. Dark hint horse. Of lime.
Yep, hint of lime with some salsa. Banging.
Birdo.
I was gonna say Grandma Utz. I really don't have much else because I kind of crossed off things that I would not have picked. Bugles. I don't know if they're a chip, but I like Bugles.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're a corn chip.
That was the one.
Yeah, I went to their website and they kept calling themselves a snack. I don't know. I didn't want to go down that road. Poker chips. If I ever just want to pick chocolate chips, and I'll say Chip from Chippendale's Rescue Rangers.
The inferior ranger. No,
would the Chip Witch have counted?
Ooh.
Boomer.
Bobby should come in last place since he couldn't name three honorable mentions that were actually chips.
I don't. It doesn't matter.
Anyways,
the whole point. I'm an honorable mention, kid.
This is the best plain chip that most people probably don't know. But here recently in Delaware, since we got Redners coming in town, this was a PA chip. But if you've never tried this chip, it's the best plain chip. As soon as you put it in your mouth, you taste. Literally tastes like lard fat coming off, just melting in your mouth. It's Goods Chip, Goods.
They are banging. They are good.
Wife's family used to go up to PA and they would buy like boxes of them and bring them back because you couldn't get them anywhere. But now you don't have to worry about that. The other one I was going to draft was Takis Fuego.
Glad you drafted Takis.
It's a roll. This is. Peyton's one of Peyton's favorite ones, but it's a rolled up tortilla chip, you know, and it's hot.
I'm just glad you guys didn't draft the blue Fuego.
And then Jason said those potato sticks. You guys remember those hot fries and the machine?
Yeah, Amy Cat.
I was hoping Bobby would make those.
Hot fries. They're so good.
So freaking good.
Amy Cat.
They are good, man. I haven't seen them in years. They might have them on the wall, actually, next to the
newspapers.
What are the little little things rolled up pretzels? What are they called?
Combos.
Combos. Yeah, they might be next to the combos and like the trail mix.
No one took Funyuns.
I don't know if they're
a chip. They're a chip.
They were on some chip lists, but then I don't know.
It's on my list.
I had that in the snack draft, and again, no love for Funyuns, and they're delicious.
They're not delicious. I can't believe you eat those. Mm. You eat those, but you want to eat the bottom of a bag of a Cool Ranch? Come on, man.
Every chip locked and loaded.
My daughter brings them home from me from lunch, from school, because she knows I love them. Yeah, every day in her book bag, she has a bag of Funyuns for me. She goes, here, daddy.
Thanks.
All right, J-Cat, honorable mentions?
Honorable mentions. There is a very hard to get flavor of Doritos that I love so much. It's the salsa verde in the green bag. They are banging, but they are $11 a bag because the ingredients they use to make them, it's hard to get now ever since COVID hit. Every once in a while when I'm feeling froggy, I will order them. I'm telling you right now, I could actually, I just looked, I can get them on Walmart right now for $9.99. So guess what I'll be getting delivered tomorrow? Salsa verde Doritos. So they're awesome. The Zaps voodoo flavor is amazing. I know Shine picked the mesquite barbecue or whatever, but the voodoo is, it's nuts. It's like, it's kind of like a vinegary barbecue ranch. Like it's just, it's a myriad of flavors that kind of hit you in the mouth. And that's really awesome. And the other thing I just got turned on to, what's up?
Voodoo. That is like their brand though. New Orleans Voodoo Mesquite Barbecue.
No, but there's a flavor called Voodoo.
Oh.
But you got Cajun crawl taters, and you got jumping jalapeno, and you got.
I don't
got
think I've ever heard of the Voodoo flavor. I've seen them.
And there's a new brand of chip.
Called
El Sabroso, and it's got the Tapatio salsa picante flavor. I love Tapatio hot sauce. It's a regular. For me throughout the week. So just recently had these new chips, Tapatio brand. They are awesome, Bo. You like things that are hot, try these chips. They are bussin', and that ain't no cap, and I stand on business on God.
J-Cat, I completely forgot about the salsa verde Doritos. I've had them once, and it was like last summer. Once you said it, I Googled them, and I was like, that was them, and they were delicious. I've never seen
unreal.
A green bag. You can't like miss it. Like I've never seen them. Also, there was pizza flavored Cheez-Its that I saw right before Christmas. I've never seen again.
Yeah.
So if you see them, let me know.
I do want to say one more chip. We didn't tortillas, the purple label traditional. Do you guys know what that is? Spelled T-O-R-T-I Yaz, like Y-A-H-S.
Is it like Siete or something?
Dude, they are so good.
All I want to do is eat chips.
Is anybody else's mouth watering? Because mine's been watering the whole draft.
Chip. All right, before we wrap up the draft and play our game, we're going to stop at the stoplight with Shine. In this segment, Shine's going to talk about some recent driving experience or something that you should be doing on the road or something you should not be doing on the road. Take it away, Shine.
Recent driving experience. I've seen it 3 times. The first time, it caught my eye, and I was like, oh, man, that guy's car is, like, messed up. Second time, I was like, what's going on with that? Third time, I think it's, like, a new phenomenon. And I think people are starting to drive with both feet. Like, 1 foot on the gas, 1 foot on the brake. Because 3 times, I've seen a car, like, cruising down the road with its brake lights on for an extended period of time. And like I said, like the first time I thought his like lights were just like stuck on or something. It just caught my eye. And I was like, how can you be driving with both feet? Like that's what kind of like caught my attention. I was like, you know what? People are definitely driving with 2 feet and that needs to stop.
You are right though.
Right? It has to be. There's no way that I ran into 3 cars in, I don't know, 6 months that, like, have broken brake lights or something. Stuck brake lights? No, someone's definitely has, like, their left foot just, like, chilling on the brake, and they're driving down the road.
I've never thought that faster reaction time, son.
Huh?
Like, that faster reaction time.
Man.
I've seen it shine. Like they're accelerating with their brake lights on. I don't know how that's possible.
Right. Yes, it has to be.
Got
to
be driving with 2 feet.
I mean, if you're going to do it.
With Sean. He's never made a bad point.
Yeah, I usually have something to say.
I just saw it and I was like, you know what? And I saw it like this past week and I was like, there's my stoplight with Shine moment right there.
Yeah, the zipper merge.
The zipper merge currently has solved itself because they've changed how soon you have to merge. So it's made everyone, I feel like, do it before the intersection at this point.
Zipper Merge. All right, boys, before we wrap up the draft, we're going to play a game, which one doesn't belong. We're going to go in draft order, so start with J-Cat, then Bo. Number one, Pringles are a classic chip with their signature can. Which of these flavors is not a real Pringles flavor? Nashville Hot Chicken, Chicken and Waffles, Wendy's Spicy Chicken Sandwich, or Applewood Smoked Cheddar? Which is not a correct, a real Pringles flavor? J-Cat.
Wendy's.
Bomar.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go. I'm going to go with Wendy's also.
Bro.
I don't know if they're real, but if they are, I want them. Wendy's Spicy Chicken Sandwich. I hope they do exist. I'll lose the point.
Catman?
Applewood Smoked Cheddar.
And Shine.
I don't ever remember Pringles teaming up with Wendy's. So I gotta go with Wendy's Spicy Chicken Sandwich.
Correct answer is Chicken and Waffles is not a correct flavor, but Wendy's Spicy Chicken Sandwich is a Pringles flavor.
Find me Wendy's Spicy Chicken
Sandwich. I'm going to Amazon right now.
It probably was like some limited crossover thing or something.
Whoever wins this
Chicken
draft.
And Waffles Lay's that I had once that were decent.
They were good, yeah.
So I was like, maybe they did Pringles at some point, but
there it is. Pringles.
They're out of stock on Walmart, but they're $45 on eBay if you want to.
Oh, I don't even see them on Amazon.
Man, that looks delicious.
Where'd you just see that at, Bobby?
I Googled Wendy's Pringles Spicy Chicken Sandwich, and it came right up. Damn. And it's glorious. Maybe the loser of this draft has to buy a can for all of us to try.
$45 a piece.
Now that's how you punishment, Ro.
Not a piece, but yeah, and I don't know. They existed. And it's kind of like a picture of the chicken sandwich on the cans. Like the actual. Wow. All right, number two. Another classic chip brand, Hers, which is not a real Hers product. A, grilled cheese and tomato soup cheese curls. B, Sweet Baby Ray's sweet barbecue cheese curls. C, Jalapeno Poppers cheese curls. Or D, Deep Dish Pizza cheese curls, which is not a real Hers product. Grilled cheese and tomato soup curls. Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue curls. Jalapeno Poppers cheese curls. And Deep Dish Pizza cheese curls. Starting with Bomar.
I'll take the soup one.
The soup? Bro?
I'm intrigued by all of that. But I'm also going to go with grilled cheese and tomato soup cheese curls.
Catman?
Deep Dish Pizza.
Shine?
Jalapeno Poppers.
And J-Cat?
I gotta go grilled cheese and tomato soup cheese curls.
Correct answer is Sweet Baby Ray's sweet barbecue curls.
What?
0 for 2. Everyone. I threw that in there as like a trick. They make Stubby's brand barbecue sauce, Stubby's sweet barbecue cheese curls. So I
thought maybe they would have done like a crossover or something with Sweet Baby Ray's. Yeah.
So. I was like, not doing the crossover again because I was wrong the first time.
I probably would have picked the deep dish pizza one. Like,
they sound amazing, and I need to find them right now.
Nuts, man.
Right. J-Cat, so excited. That face.
Ofer right now. I would love it. I would love it if everyone was 0 for 5. That would be hilarious. Number three, starting with Bro. According to eatthis.com, which of these is not in the top five for most unhealthy chips? Not in the top five. So they're all in a list somewhere. What's not in the top five? A, Pringles, French fries, and ketchup flavor. B, Fritos chili cheese corn chips, drafted by Shine. C, Doritos spicy sweet chili chips. Or D, Lay's dill pickle chips, drafted by Bomar.
Unhealthiest chips?
Which is not in the top five for unhealthiest. They're all in the top 10. I'll tell you that much. Which is not in the top five. Bro.
Pringles, french fries and ketchup, Fritos, chili cheese, Doritos, sweet chili. I'm going to go with Lay's dill pickle.
Catman.
Fries and ketchup.
That's a shine.
Are pickles a fruit or a vegetable?
It's a vegetable. It's a cucumber.
Concombre, if you will.
Actually, I'm going my daughter came and told me cucumbers are fruits.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't believe her. And I'm like, and we Googled it. Ask Alexa. Alexa.
Alexa. Because it got seeds, right?
Yeah. Seeds are inside. It's a fruit.
Is it tomato?
No. So I'm taking the fruit chip. I'm taking the dill pickle. Can't beat.
Cocktail. Fruit.
My mom all told
Squirrel
me.
Master.
Eat your fruits and veggies.
Fruit cocktail. Banging back in the day. I'm going to go with the Pringles, ketchup, and fries.
Bomar?
I just want to say, Jason just picked dill pickle because he said it was a fruit. Like, it's not artificial flavor, Jason. I'm picking Pringles also.
Real pickles, man.
French fries.
I'm taking in 2 points.
All right, well, the number one most unhealthy chip was drafted by none other than Shine, the chili cheese corn chip.
Oh, good.
Number right, four. I'll leave them alone. Fine.
Number four was the Doritos spicy chili chip. Number five was the Lay's dill pickle chip. And number 10 was the French fry and ketchup chip. So J-Cat, Bomar, and Catman with the point.
So only in Pringles world do fries and ketchup.
All right. Number four. According to tastingtable.com, which chip brand is not ranked in the top five? Which chip brand? Tastingtable.com. They've got another stuff, right? A. Doritos, B, Tostitos, C, Kettle Brand Chips, D, Lay's. Not in the top five. Doritos, Tostitos, Kettle Brand Chips, Lay's. Starting with Catman.
I feel like they're a little pinkies up. I'm going Doritos.
Shine?
Lay's.
Two corn chips?
J-Cat?
Going with Kettle Brand.
Bomar?
Kettle Brand.
And Birdo?
Kettle Brand.
The number one ranked chip, according to this website, was Tostitos. The number two ranked was Doritos. The number three ranked was Kettle Brand Chips. And number six was Lay's.
2 points. Give
them up. I knew it. I was like, Lay's are whack. But
you know, else
I should just went with my gut.
What do you think hers was ranked? I wrote it. I jotted it down.
Ninth.
20th. Wow. Blasphemy. Like, they don't know.
Make hers yours. What kind of bullshit is that?
They don't know
only
about
in
that
the Northeast probably or something silly.
It is regional. So.
True. All right. Last but not least. Number five, starting with Shine. Which of these tidbits is not true about Doritos? A, the creator was a traveling cheese man before he created them. B, his grave was dusted with Doritos at his funeral. C, the idea started at the Alamo. Or D, they are scientifically engineered to make you crave them, which is not true. So three of those are true about Doritos, starting with Shine.
Alamo.
J-Cat.
There's no way they dusted his grave with Doritos dust. No one in their right mind would allow that to happen. That cannot be.
I might want that to happen now. Like, you know,
yeah. I think it could happen. I think those
might come out of the grave if you go ahead and be like,
some of that salsa verde. So, like,
I'm getting out of the box for that.
You're going to take care of pop up after he kicks the bucket.
Omar.
What was the first one?
The creator was a traveling cheese man before he created him.
I'm going to go with... There's no way you came up with the grave. There's no way. I'm going to go with Alamo.
Never know. I could have read it and just tweaked it a little bit, but
Alamo? You got it. All right. Is it me?
Oh, his gravestone's a big Dorito chip?
Oh, dusty great. With Doritos at the funeral. Hold on, it's Birdo's turn.
Okay. Last time.
Ain't no traveling cheese man. What the heck is a traveling cheese man?
Selling cheese door to door, maybe. I don't know.
I got this Gouda for you.
Just saying, if he's a traveling cheese man, would it be that outlandish that his grave would be sprinkled with Dorito dust? I don't think so. So I'm going with the Alamo because I don't think we got the Bowie knife and the Dorito from the Alamo.
Same shape.
I could be wrong. Maybe someone, Davy Crockett, was like, "Oh, tortilla chips," but I.
You know what's going to help us win?
Alamo.
The correct answer was the idea started at the Alamo. It actually started when he was working at Disney. So I thought that was too random. So I just tweaked it a little bit. But Omar, Shine, and J-Cat, or Catman, with the correct answer for the Alamo.
So he was a cheese salesman.
And yeah. He did get his grave sprinkled.
Which you guys all hated on. But if I die and you guys want to do that to me, I'm down for it.
Promise. Add it to the will, man.
I will.
I'll leave you my Chick-fil-A point, Sean.
Triple diamond member. Berto, after an astounding round last week of like 6 points, you had zero.
Oh, yeah, I'm bad.
back to the law of averages. So, J-Cat 1, Bomar 2, Catman 2, and Shine 3. Closing thoughts on the episode. I feel like we covered a lot of the good chips, a lot of chips that weren't mentioned. I will say, if you're listening, make sure you're specific when you list your chip, because if you just say a name of a chip, I'm not reading it. Barbecue. I usually do, but I'm not. Closing thoughts, Catman.
Chips are delicious, right? I think we proved that tonight. There's so many different varieties. We proved that. If you have a good sandwich, something that pairs with it is a good chip. So they go hand in hand. Enjoy your chips this week.
Might only be eaten just one.
Oof.
Shine.
I love this draft. It wasn't music related, so I knew what I was drafting.
Shine, we have one music draft a season. And you bring it up every time how much you hate it. Span your horizon.
I don't really hate them. I'm terrible at them. And true. I feel like I draft very off the wall. And I just don't know any better. But with these chips, I've actually had them and enjoyed them. And I'll probably have some more of them. And hopefully everyone, you know, as they're listening, gets hungry and enjoys some too.
One more.
I think it was a good draft again. Like I said earlier, my mouth was watering the whole time. So there wasn't many chips that were drafted that I haven't tried. So it was a good draft. And listeners, forgive me for yelling at you. I'm just upset with these co-podcast people here. Never voting for me. Never. Because they're a bunch of haters.
I did, bro.
Haters.
One.
You did that one time.
Well, you were against me this time. And my team's better than yours, so.
J-Cat.
Chips are awesome, man. I think Catman said it. So delicious. A wonderful accompaniment to things. Sometimes, man, like all you need for your late night cravings is a bag of chips, man. It gives you what you need, you know, at salty, crunchy wonderfulness, and just it's awesome. So teams are loaded. This could go anywhere. Like I honestly think you're going to find it's just going to be one of those things where people are going to look at their favorite chip and that's it. Like just because it's going to pop out to them. You know what I mean? So this is going to be a tough one.
I'm curious too, because there's so many chips. Like I feel like it really is hard to pick.
The hummus crowd is coming with the pita chips.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Maybe. You have a couple of
seconds. Beaumont seems pretty terrible, too. Except the cheddar.
That salt. Cream. Bring that salt out. Look, hate.
So you drafted salt the first round.
Yeah, but you're hating on it.
Because it's terrible.
Nobody hates on anybody on the other's team but you.
Look, well, my honest opinion, I gave it to you. I think I created this podcast so I could get my voice out there. Spread the hate. Let the hate flow. Now.
Let the saliva flow.
Of all of our podcasts, we're in the 70s now. I think this is probably top three that I least prepared for. Didn't think about it. Put minimal effort in preparing because I wasn't even sure if I had a team to create. That being said, I'm happy with my team. I think it's a I could be shooting towards the top of the podium. And I will leave you with Psalms 9, verses 9 and 10.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
Gas is gas.
Crap. Hey, you go in the rural farms, you come out, you smell like fried chicken.
Yeah, I don't go in there.
I don't have a problem with that. Then I'm delicious all day.